In a French bakery near Austin, I caught up with Kai Tingley, busily answering emails on her laptop. Tingley's a digital marketing consultant, a mother of two, and an unenthused voter. She researched Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton and says she doesn't like either of them.
I'm actually still undecided.
Still kind of weighing your
options. I mean, I know I'm not voting for Trump.
But when she talks to friends and family about the possibility of voting for someone else, she gets pushback.
If you talk about voting for a third-party candidate, there's an enormous wave of peer pressure coming back to say, oh, you can't do that or the other guy will win.
Disapproval of her peers aside, Tingley could easily vote for Libertarian Gary Johnson or the Green Party's Jill Stein. Johnson's on the ballot in all 50 states. Stein's included in 48 of them. Texas Secretary of State Carlos Costco says, like Trump and Clinton, Johnson and Stein both met the requirements.
In Texas, a third-party candidate such as the Libertarian or the Green Party, if they received 5% or more of votes in the last general election, then they are qualified to be on the ballot.
Both Stein and Johnson's parties reached that threshold in Texas during the 2014 statewide elections. That's also one of the reasons Stein's been campaigning in Texas, positioning her Green Party for the election 4 years from now. At a recent campaign event, Stein told me,
if we get to 5%, then it's a whole new ball game. Then we're on the ballot. We're a recognized political party.
It's automatic. Without that 5%, Secretary Costco says a third-party presidential candidate can still get on the Texas ballot by presenting a petition signed by 1% of Texas's registered voters. That's roughly 150,000 signatures. Kai Tingley certainly isn't the only Texan toying with the idea of voting third party. Dawn Westerberg often votes Republican and is facing some backlash when she tells friends she's voting for Johnson instead of Trump.
First, there's absolute fury from those who support Trump and saying, well, if you don't support Trump, that means you support Mrs. Clinton.
In downtown Austin, I met Andrea Ryden. She says she usually votes Democrat, but she's leaning towards Stein.
I was undecided at one point. I don't really stand for what the other two candidates are going for, so I was just looking for an alternate option.
Then there's the case of Courtney Dry, who I met waiting on a city bus. Dry is a former Bernie Sanders supporter and wishes that he was running as an independent.
I read this article that if Bernie Sanders stayed, like all of them actually voted for him, then it could actually all be completely voided, I guess you would say, because neither of the candidates would reach 270 votes.
270, by the way, is the number of electoral votes the winning presidential candidate has to capture. Now, Dry says, she wants to write in his name on the November ballot. So what about write-ins? Secretary of State Costco says the votes for some write-in candidates will be counted.
For statewide races, they are certified by our office, and we have 13 certified write-in candidates that will be eligible to be running in the elections.
Eligible write-in candidates had to declare their candidacy and file their paperwork between July and August. Election officials legally must post a list of those candidates for president in every voting booth and include a list with the ballot sent in the mail. But if you write in the name of someone who isn't on that certified list, someone like Bernie Sanders, well, that vote won't be counted. In Austin, I'm Ryan Poppy.